Good evening. I'd like to call this regular meeting of the McDonald Local Board of Education to order at 7 p.m. May we have the roll call?
Mr. Hannon?
Here.
Mrs. Higgins?
Here.
Mrs. Claes?
Here.
Mr. Saganich?
Here.
Four board members present.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First order of business is the administration of the oath of office to Joseph M. Capozzello, our newest board member.
Please stand and raise your right hand, Joe. Do you solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and that you will faithfully and impartially discharge your duties as member of the McDonald Local Board of Education, McDonald Local School District, Trumbull County, Ohio, to the best of your ability and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office and until your successor is elected and qualified?
I will.
Congratulations. Welcome to our world.
Oh, yeah.
Built to get beat up inside.
Come on, don't scare him, Tom.
Tape's on, Tom.
I can make a picture and sign that and return it to me.
Okay, our first item of business is to approve the agenda for this meeting. You've all had the opportunity to review that agenda. Are there any changes, additions, deletions?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I have an addition, a correction on page 6 on the gas research contract. It's the second, obviously, that page. It has a 10% reduction. That should be a 10% increase. A 10 cent, not 10%, a 10 cent increase. So we just scratch it off and put, it'll be in the minutes as an increase.
That's a 10 cent increase per MCF.
Right.
Okay.
Just one word.
Okay.
Okay, that's all I
have. Thank you. Anything else? At this time, we'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as modified.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Claes and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote on the motion as presented.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We will be going to executive session at the end of the meeting to discuss items A2 and B. Are there any other items that we'll be discussing in executive session? And after we emerge from executive session, we will not conduct any additional business. Do we have any visitors who would like to participate at this time? Hearing none, we'll move on to our next item of business, which is approval of the board minutes from the regular meeting of May 30, 2017. We've all had an opportunity to look at the draft minutes. Are there any additions? Corrections, changes. Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Claes and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote on the motion as presented.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Abstain.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
4 yes, 1 abstention.
Motion carries. Next item is approval of the board minutes from the special meeting of June 8th, 2017. Had an opportunity to review the draft minutes. Are there any additions or changes to those minutes? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the minutes as presented. Or we will entertain a motion to vote upon those minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Claes and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion on the motion? So vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Abstain.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Four yes, one abstention.
Motion carries. Any old business? Hearing none, we'll move on to new business. First is to, we're going to, given the new addition of our board member, we're going to change up the committee appointments. And they will be as follows. Personnel will be Chairperson Jody Claes with Wendy Higgins as the member. Finance will remain Tom Hannan as chair and Jody Claes as member. Program and policy will be Chairperson Wendy Higgins, member Joe Capizella. Buildings and grounds and operations will be Chairperson Joe Capizella and member Tom Hannan. Business advisory will continue to be myself and Mrs. Claes. And the legislative liaison for the Ohio School Board Association will be Mrs. Higgins. At this time, we'll entertain a motion to approve those standing committees.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
We have a second.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannan and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Now move to the Finance Committee. Mr. Hannan, Chairperson.
Well, obviously we have, I'm not sure the numbers, there's about six different appropriations, resolutions, etc. We hope to accept them. Mr. Johnson, at this time, each one we brought up, if there's any questions, discuss it. And as far as the check register, financial summary, and bank record reconciliation, the reports all say so. If there's any questions of Mr. Johnson, we're in great shape and everything's timely and in great order. So, this chair will open up to Mr. Johnson if there are any questions. If not, congratulate him. You did another great job. And you do a great job.
Thank you.
Okay, then we'll move on to business. First item is to approve the Treasurer's financial report for May of 2017, consisting of the check register, financial summary, and bank reconciliation. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannan and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the following general fund transfer to cover funds estimated to be in the red at year end in the amount listed. It's a transfer from general fund 001-0000 to the athletic fund, which is $399.70, in the amount of $19,000. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannan and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
This is a housekeeping. We have to transfer shortfalls. In this case, the $19,000, where the shortfall was, for the record, it was in our girls' basketball was down a lot in attendance and income. It's happened different times, it's different people. So it's just a housekeeping, it happens, and nothing to be alarmed about. We're in good shape.
Anything else? What's the vote upon the motion?
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the fiscal year 2017 final amended appropriations, copy of which is attached to Exhibit A to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannan and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
I know we've done a temporary, and this is the final for this period. We'll be coming again when, in December?
Well, we'll get initial appropriations full appropriations in September. For the entire next year. This is closing out. This first resolution closes out this year, and the temporaries allow us to operate until we put permanence in. So that's the next two.
It's just a step again that gives us leeway and to do everything professionally. And if you see the reports, this isn't done in 20 minutes. I mean, there's a lot of time. It really saves us so much work. Thank you again on this.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Seggins?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the fiscal year 2018 temporary appropriations, copy of which is attached as Exhibit B to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannon and second by Mrs. Clayes. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
I think it's all self-explanatory on the attached forms.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mr. Seggins?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the student activity funds for the 2017-2018 school year, copy of which is attached as Exhibit C to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannon and second by Mrs. Clayes. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mr. Seggins?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the Ohio School Plan as the insurance provider for both liability and property insurance for the period July 1st, 2017 through June 30, 2018 at a cost of $28,423, which includes earthquake insurance. Copy of that policy is attached as Exhibit D to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannon and seconded by Mrs. Clayes. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
So I understand, again, this is done through a consortium, through the school's consortium. So we don't have to bid this. It's all done, and we have the best prices available with all parties combined. So very pleased. Actually, for the what we have done, it's a pretty good price.
Yeah, it's the Ohio Schools Council, and they manage a pool similar to a health insurance pool. And so when there's a surplus and the claims are low, we will get a stipend. We'll get a stipend back, and it's going to be $1,000 this year. So you have that advantage of them operating a pool instead of paying it directly to an insurance company, and that's basically what you pay here. You pay it in, and if everybody has good claims, then you may get something. It's a dividend is what they call it. So they give us a dividend if claims are good. So they were good this year, so we will get a $1,000 dividend.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as made.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Seggins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the participation in Shakely's group retrospective program for the 2018 rate year with the projected refund of $10,301 and a total premium of $27,825 and an annual participation fee of $459. Copy of that proposal is attached as Exhibit E to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannon and seconded by Mrs. Clayes. Any discussion upon the motion?
Again, the group, what we have to pay for workman's comp is dictated through the state. The group gets our best rate. And our participation fee is $459 a year to have them work for us. So I think it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. That's
all. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mr. Seggins?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve a contract with Gas Search for natural gas for the district covering the August 1st, 2017 through July 31st, 2019, which is 2 years, at a cost of $3.28 fixed per MCF, that's burner tip pricing, and that represents a 10 cent increase per MCF.
10 cent, not percent. Did you say percent? I thought you said 10% because I said it.
Let's run the tape back. a 10 cent
okay,
increase per MCF from last year.
I'm sorry, Chief.
And a copy of that contract is attached as Exhibit F to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannan and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. And the final item under finance this evening is a resolution to submit to the electors the question to renew an existing tax levy, copy of which is attached as Exhibit G to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Hannan and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
Yeah, this is a touchy situation. We have 2 mills.
$200,000
for 10 years. We're looking at a lot of things going on that's not really crystal clear, but we have to do 2 reads of this.
Right.
So at least if we start the ball tonight in July, we'll know where we're at, what our objective and goals were. At this time, there's a lot of unclear water, for lack of good words. So I encourage my colleagues to support this tonight to start the process, and we can take it off or do whatever we want in the next meeting. There'll be some research done by our committees before we make the final suggestion, I said, okay? So I would hope you support that for that reason.
Bill, what would be the timing, even if we had 2 readings and approved, would there still be the possibility of taking this off if we determined subsequent to the 2 readings that, in fact, it wasn't advisable for the district to pursue the levy?
What would be, you mean to pass it, you need the 2 resolutions, right, and it has to be submitted by August 8th.
But I think we wanted to remove it from the...
Once it's submitted, is that basically chipped in stone, or is there an opportunity to remove it subsequent to that time?
I think you can pull it, and you can also, even if you couldn't and it passed by, then you could always reduce the millage as we did before with that initial, 10.75 levy. It was never collected at 10.75. Right. The board chose a different rate. You can reduce the rate at your will every January. So you don't really lose any, I don't think you lose an opportunity anywhere along the line to not collect. So that's why it gives you more flexibility, okay, to get it through and work with it afterward. But if you decide not to, you can do that either in June or July when the second resolution is the one that actually presents the ballot language, right, and the millage and all that. So you could do it then as well. So
okay.
So rather than having 2 meetings in July, we can start the ball. And I feel I'm comfortable that some of these things are going to come to fruition. We're going to have some answers. And yeah, we're close. I know that.
Well, I guess the thing is, if we don't pursue it at this point in time, we're going to jam up.
Right.
And there's always the opportunity to step back, absolutely, from this and say, we don't think it's advisable.
It gives us a month to look at some different options.
Okay.
And even give you a little more room if you wanted to. This kind of helps you if you need, the additional money quicker. But you also have an entire next calendar year. So you could get 3 more chances to pass it if you didn't want to do it now, this calendar year. You get 3 next calendar year before we would lose any money. So. This is your earliest opportunity, and so.
Just don't take that option off the table.
Right.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Right. Understood. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion as presented.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We now move to Personnel Committee. Mrs. Clay's chairperson. You probably don't have a report.
I do not.
Okay. Well, I guess that's excusable under the circumstances.
Thank you.
Certainly. So we'll move on to business. First item is a resolution to hire the following personnel as mentor teachers for the 2017-2018 school year at a cost of $1,000 each. Have the option to have additional mentees of up to two at $250 each for a total of three mentees. If more than three mentees per building, an additional mentor may be hired. Individuals are Michelle O'Leary and Patrice Simmons. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Clays?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the following personnel and supplemental contracts for the 2017-2018 school year. It's for the individuals and the positions and the amounts as provided in the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clays?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Now move to the Program and Policy Committee. Mrs. Higgins?
Yeah, I don't have anything tonight.
Don't have anything tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we will move to the items to be considered. First is a resolution to approve revisions to the Roosevelt Elementary Handbook. Those revisions are set forth in Exhibit H to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capizella. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Clays?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve adult, that's teachers, high school lunches to be offered at the Roosevelt Elementary, not just anybody, at a cost of $3 each for the 2017-2018 school year. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capizella. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Clays?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve a contract with Memory Lane Photography for the 2017-2018 school year for the purposes of group and individual school pictures for McDonald High School and Roosevelt Elementary School. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mrs. Clays. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Clays?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution authorizing membership for McDonald Schools in the Ohio High School Athletic Association for the 2017-2018 school year. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
You have a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mrs. Clays. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Clays?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capizella?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Next item is approval of a resolution to approve a facilities use agreement to be effective as of May 1st, 2017. The Village of McDonald and McDonald Local School District, School District Board of Education. and a copy of that agreement is attached as Exhibit I to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mrs. Klase. Any discussion upon the motion?
I'd like to make a comment on this. This has been on our plate now a good 7-8 months?
Not quite that bad.
Seems like we're going to last. My point is this. Just as we our teachers always see as a result, not the task it took to educate our children, there's been a lot of time spent in this agreement, and a lot of the times, Mr. Chairman, that you spent beyond the call of duty that people don't realize. All we see is a finished product when it comes to this table. As with Mr. Johnson, all the hours, we accept it. I just want to thank you for the work on this. And I mean it sincerely, because in other meetings I've been involved in too, that you spent a lot of time, and it's as teachers should be committed, you should be committed to the extra effort.
Well, thank you. Hopefully you'll like the agreement and you'll vote to approve it.
Should we talk a little bit about what the agreement is? Because it is new.
Yeah, this is something I think that conceptually has been kicking around for a long time. And basically, this is not an unusual concept. It's, if you think about circumstances when you or your organization is using somebody else's property. And that's what's been happening with respect to the facilities of the village, the school, and the district, and its teams and students have been using the village property. And basically, that the formalities, the legal formalities of that relationship has never been put on paper. And really what this does is just, it kind of formalizes what the basic understanding was between the district and the village with respect to that relationship. There's really no major changes that this agreement requires. The insurance provisions set forth our required insurance are exactly the same as what we currently have, so there's no changes to be made there. We had drafts of this run by our insurance broker, had the underwriters look at it. They had no comments to it. They were fine with it. So I don't think there's anything too terribly controversial here. It's really just kind of formalizing what has been a relationship that's been in place for many, many years.
But just again, Mr. Chairman, this is just one of the things you were involved in. I'm just making a point here. Talking to the insurance commission, talking to the solicitor, talking with the mayor, blah, blah, talking with the landholders. There's so many different things. There's a lot of time that we love the results and just accept it. I just want you to know that I know the work you're putting in. I appreciate it. I think we all do.
That's why we get paid the big bucks.
Yes.
That's right.
It's killing me.
Is there any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Klase?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capizzolo?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We now roll into the Treasurer's Report.
Nothing to add.
Okay. Superintendent's Report. Did Bobby give you something to read tonight, or no?
No, I can give you a real quick update on some of the buildings and grounds things that we've dealt with this week. Obviously, with the bad rainstorm Sunday, we had some issues when we came in Monday. Nothing severe with water, but we did have a couple areas where there were water that we found. Main area that was back into the weight room, the Blue Devil room, that was an area that's always been an issue when we get the real heavy rainstorms, just depending on the way the rain hits. That area is also easier to clean up, though. It's a concrete floor, so we're able to pick up the mats, and the custodians did a great job making sure that there's no damage to that. There were a couple of concerns, though, with the roof. We wanted to make sure there was some leaking at some of the stairwells. So we did bring Boak and Sons out. They went through their, basically, they would have on an inspection. They did do some minor repairs. They've taken pictures of everything, and they'll be sending a report in that I'll be able to share with you. That was one that we just thought could not wait. I know we're looking to do more of a comprehensive plan, but we didn't want a disaster on our hands with something, you know, with our roof. The high school roof obviously is a lot more problematic than the elementary roof is. So, but that was something that Mr. Carquito was on first thing Monday morning, and we did get that taken care of. Ohio State Waterproofing is going to be working on the wall that leads to the electrical room down there, that I know you guys have seen, the water that gets inside there, as well as on the electrical box. So they should be out the first week of July to start taking care of that issue. Buckeye Lock Service was out to do a walkthrough to take a look at the, basically, we have 24 perimeter doors throughout both buildings, which is kind of a, it's an alarming number when you think about it. The hard keys are the issues that, for right now, the principal, some of these keys have been out 15, 20 years, and people still have hard keys that shouldn't. So the key fobs are very simple and easy. We can shut off the key fobs and we have control over it. The hard keys, tracking these down. So we feel the easiest way is to bring someone in. He's estimated approximately $15 a door, some labor cost to it. For the 24 doors, it's going to be well worth it to make sure that the outside locks. It won't affect anything for teachers or staff coming in because you guys use the key fobs, so that system won't change. Problem happens on the weekends, again, people coming in with the hard key. There's no way to track that right now. So, and finally, there's a meeting set up for later this week with Grinnell. We're going to take a look at the fob system and the alarm system. I know right now the fire alarms are working appropriately. The building alarms are not. So right now we still have to find a way to get those systems up and running, and we want that done as soon as possible for the security of the building. Last thing I put on here, the maintenance agreement for our buses. I know that there was been a lot of conversation about us moving away from Weathersfield. There was talk with Gerard earlier that Bob left for me. There was no callback initially, so I started looking at some other options because I didn't want us to get stuck with one. We have discussions with Liberty. Liberty's interested in doing it, but they're looking at a flat rate. They don't want to do it based on upon an hourly. So Mr. Johnson was kind enough to pull all the files. We looked at what we've paid the last 3 years. There's going to be a challenge to that because there's a big variance in the number, so we're not really comfortable with what would be an honest number to provide Liberty. Hubbard has agreed to look at us at an hourly rate, and then yesterday I got a call back from Gerard. Gerard is actually now definitely wants to do the hourly rate with us. They've also agreed that there is space in their lots for us to park our buses there on a nightly basis, which again gets them out of the gravel parking lot into a locked facility that has surveillance cameras on it. So they're working out those numbers today. I talked to the superintendent there today. He said, please let our board know that we will have something for you guys to look at, and it should be within a matter of days. Right now, we can have that done. Gerard, to me, is the first choice, just simple proximity. It just makes sense for our drivers. It's quick, it's easy, and we don't know the situation with the place that we're parking the buses right now. It's under new ownership. At any point in time, he could tell us, you know, that we're not welcome on that property.
Well, like you said, safety. I think having the buses locked and monitored is a big thing, and I like the idea that we could rent a bus.
Yeah, right now it looks like everything I've been able to dig up, we're sending a fifth bus out maybe 10 to 15 times a year, and those are on a really heavy nights where we have multiple activities going, but they're really not that many. The concern we have right now is only with our fifth bus. The fifth bus is not past inspection, so we should not be using that, but to purchase a new bus to handle 10
makes
or 15
yeah.
trips in a year when other districts have buses that, you know, Gerard, I think, has 15 to 20 buses. They're only using probably 10 a day. So they've got five that are there sometimes. So we can come up with a rental agreement where we pay mileage and a fuel cost. We can continue to look for, Mr. Johnson, I've talked about, continue to look for used buses as they become available and we're comfortable with what's offered to us. But right now, that's something for you guys to think about. Instead of purchasing a new bus now and then putting some, basically we'd be putting our fourth bus, which is completely prepared to be on the road, it's kind of be sitting there. I don't know if that's the best use right now.
No, I mean, if you're talking 15 trips a year, that's a much better alternative.
Yeah,
much
and
better.
We talked about a couple options too, of looking into the future of for our marching band. Do we look into, instead of them taking a bus that's designed basically just for equipment, are there other alternatives, small box trucks that we can work with the marching band on, to where one of the parents could be driving the equipment instead of having a bus go? Because sometimes, honestly, our problem is not even the bus, it's the drivers. It's
sure.
making sure we have enough drivers available. So definitely trying to find some options for you guys to present
Perfect.
To you what we can look at. So
that's great.
Good. Perfect. Yeah, thank you. Kevin.
Thank you.
Good report. Thank you.
Are there any items for board discussion? Okay. Hearing none, I guess At this juncture, we would entertain a motion to go into executive session at 7:35 p.m. for purposes of discussing items A2 and B. Entertain a motion at this time?
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We'll go into executive session, and again, there will be no business conducted after adjournment of this executive session.